借着我们这次有次交通的机会。
Well, we thank the Lord that we have the opportunity to fellowship and share together.
Yeah, 我们就像刚才周刚弟兄所唱的一首诗歌，还有领的《希伯来书》第十一章所讲的，这边特别是讲到了一个人哈，特别在圣经中有提到的一个人物。
Just like Brother Zhao shared before through the song and through the verses in Hebrews 11, today we'll be sharing on a particular person in the Bible.
就是讲到了亚伯拉罕。
We'll be speaking on Abraham.
那今天我想跟弟兄姐妹分享，就是分享亚伯拉罕的神。
Today the theme of my topic is the God of Abraham.
那在开始之前，我想我们还是先有一点祷告。
But before we start, let's have another word of prayer.
其实我们感谢你，让我们真的是在主面前聚集的时候，其实真的求将你的话主多多赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you for gathering us here. May you truly give your word to us.
主，我们实在是知道，主，我们在这边地上乃是寄居的，乃是客旅。
We know that we are dwelling here on earth as travelers and sojourners.
我们乃是那仰望一个更美的家乡。
That we are looking for a better place, a better home.
我们乃是仰望一个那永远的国。
And that we are looking for an eternal kingdom.
主，我们真的是记得亚伯拉罕在圣经中所向我们启示的，主，你对我们说话。
What you have revealed to through Abraham in the Bible, may you reveal to us.
主，我们实在是知道，主，他是真的是主你所兴起的一个人。
We know that he was someone who was called by you.
所以真的是你在现今你也吸取许多爱你的儿女来。
And likewise, may you call many brothers and sisters.
但愿我们在此真的是竭力追求主，竭力仰望主，只等到你的再来。
That we can constantly pursue you, look upon you until you come again.
我们感谢主，我们这样祷告祈求，奉主的名。
We thank you. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 好，那我们我想我们开始的时候，我们先念两小节经节，是在第一章第一个经节是马太福音第22章32节。
We're going to read a few portions, brief verses of scripture. The first one is Matthew chapter 22, verse 32.
这边所讲到说，我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
Says I'm the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob.
神不是死人的神，乃是活人的神。
God is not the God of the dead, but of the living.
这边特别讲到说，我们主耶稣，他是主耶稣所讲，他说我自己是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
Here, this is spoken by our Lord Jesus, who said, "I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob."
耶稣特别讲到说，他是活人的神，不是死人神。
And here Jesus points out that God is not the God of the dead, but of the living.
我们知道亚伯拉罕他事实上是在那个西元前大概2000多年时候的一个人。
We know that Abraham lived around 2000 BC.
离现在大概有4000多年了。
So from that, from when he lived till now, it's around 4,000 years have passed.
但是我们的主说他是活人的神，不是死人的神。
But our God said he is the God of the living and of the dead.
当然，虽然亚伯拉罕已经过去，但是他在神的国里仍然活在神的面前。
Even though Abraham passed away, but before God, he is still living.
然后我们再看一节是在希伯来书第十二章的第二节。
Let's look at another portion, a verse in the Bible. It's in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，因他因那摆在面前的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
我们来这边来是仰望。那为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
And here it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
好，那我在主面前思想，为什么要分享亚伯拉罕呢？
As I was pondering this before the Lord, I thought, why should I share about Abraham?
你知道我们刚才提过说他是在差不多4000年前的一个人啊。
We know that he lived around 4,000 years ago.
已经离我们很远了。
He's sort of removed from us.
但是呢，在圣经里面提到亚伯拉罕，提到许多许多的地方。
But in the Bible, it mentions Abraham many times.
那刚才主耶稣也自己也讲到了亚伯拉罕。
And just before we read that, the Lord Jesus even referred to Abraham.
那我们知道说，在马太福音第一章，其实新约的第一章，中文的圣经里面的第一个字也就是亚伯拉罕。
We know that in the, also in the Chinese version of the Bible, the first word of the New Testament is the word Abraham.
他特别在, 在马太福音里面讲到了两个人, 第一章也讲到了亚伯拉罕, 亚伯拉罕, 讲到了大卫。
And in Matthew chapter 1, it specifically talks about two great people, Abraham and David.
亚伯拉罕在新约里面出现了许多的地方。
In the New Testament, Abraham actually appears in many places.
因此我想亚伯拉罕在对我们在生命成长里面一个很重要的一个，我想主会借着亚伯拉罕对我们说话。
That's why I feel Abraham, God will speak to us through Abraham.
那我想我把亚伯拉罕大概他的，我今天要分享大概就是因为亚伯拉罕他的故事很长，所以我大概就很大概主要分他为三个部分来讲。
Because Abraham had a very full life, so we're going to split his life into three sections.
第一个是讲到说，神对他的呼召，神对他呼召。
The first part is the calling of Abraham.
神对他呼召，事实上我们，我在上面 slide 有看到说，其实神对亚伯拉罕呼召，在一开始的呼召对他有两次。If
we look carefully, in the Bible, and in my slide, you can see that God actually called Abraham two times.
然后第一次是在乌尔,
the first time was in Ur.
第二次在哈兰,
and the second time was in Haran.
我想请大家看一下圣经是在第一处是在《使徒行传》第七章, the Acts.
Let's look at the Bible. The first verse we're going to look at is in Acts chapter 7.
使徒行传的第七章的第二节。
Acts chapter 7, verse
2. 司提反说，这是当时司提反所做的见证。司提反说，诸位父兄，请听，当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在比索多大米还未住哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现。
And here this is Stephen talking. It says, And he said, Men, brethren, and fathers, hearken. The God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran, and said unto him, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and come into the land which I shall show thee.
这边明显看到是荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
It's very apparent here that it's the God of glory who appeared unto Abraham.
那我们再看第约书亚记, Joshua.
Let's look at the book of Joshua,
第24章,
chapter 24.
第二节。约书亚记二十四章第二节。约书亚对众民说：“耶和华以色列神如此说：古时你们的列祖，就是亚伯拉罕和拿赫的父亲，他拉住在大河那边侍奉别神。”And
Joshua said unto all the people, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel: Your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in old times, even Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods."
所以这边我们可以看见，其实虽然圣经上讲到许多处亚伯拉罕的地方，然后我们事实上也知道亚伯拉罕是在圣经上讲他是信心之主，可是在这边很明显看到他以前也是跟他父亲好像在那边侍奉别的神。
So we know that even though Abraham is mentioned many times in the Bible and that he is called the father of our faith, but still we see through these verses that before Abraham for a while actually stayed with his father and worshiped other gods.
Yeah, 如果大家如果其实亚伯拉罕他最先出来的地方是叫做他的名字叫亚伯兰，哦叫亚伯兰。
If we know the history of Abraham, we know that his original name was actually Abram, not Abraham.
在他之前呢，他的事实上他的从挪亚经过洪水之后，然后全地的民就散布在全地之后，事实上呢，全地民就开始离弃神。
We know that after the flood, when the people were split up due to a change in language, that people started to forsake God.
然后呢，他们要盖一个那个，从创世纪十章你就知道，他们那个其实要盖一个很高的那个塔，叫巴别塔。
And we know that they are trying to create a high tower called the Tower of Babel.
哦，在那个时代就是一个很黑暗时间，他们要高别塔，要与神同等。And
they wanted with the tower to become go on an equal footing with God.
他们的意思就是说，我们不要神了，我们要跟神一样高。
What they meant was that they didn't want God, they wanted to be equal with God.
那我们刚才读到这段圣经也知道，事实上在亚伯拉罕他自己，甚至他的父亲
We know from the verses we just read that Abraham and his father were all in this state of mind, they were worshipping idols.
所以呢,其实我们人要找神啊,其实是很困难的。
So for us to be able to find God by ourselves, it is difficult.
而且非常找到一个,找不到,反正找到偶像去。
And many times when we look for God, we end up finding idols instead.
我们知道我们的神乃是来找人的一位神。
But we know our God is one who is looking for us.
他亲自向亚伯拉罕显现。
And he personally revealed himself to Abraham.
哦,他这边我们刚才读到说,荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
We just read before, the God of glory appeared to Abraham.
事实上,全地原本在那个时候都是在一个黑暗的光景里面。
Actually, at that time, the whole earth was in darkness.
其实,圣经那样写,其实主耶稣在新约的时候也是这样讲,其实全地事实上都是在一个黑暗的中间。
Like Jesus said in the New Testament, the whole earth at that time was in darkness.
因为在约翰福音第九章,那边有讲到一个故事。
Because in John chapter 9, there was a story that was written there.
那边有个,生来是,大家如果我们最近在礼拜五查约翰福音,那边有特别讲到一个 生来瞎眼的人,
if you have been studying with us on Friday nights, you would know that we're talking about the blind man who was born blind from birth.
因为当时他门徒就问主耶稣,他说,夫子啊,他说这个人生来眼瞎,是他自己犯罪呢,还是他的父母犯罪?
And the disciples asked Jesus, Master, who did this sin? Did this man do it or his parents that he was born blind?
主耶稣说不是他这个人犯罪,也不是这个眼瞎人自己犯罪,也不是他的父母犯罪,乃是要显出神的作为来。
But Jesus answered, neither had this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him.
主耶稣今天在讲说,他说我在世上的时候,我是世界上的光。
And Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. I'm the light of the world.
Yeah. 所以呢,事实上,主耶稣很明显就讲到说,事实上在全地,就像当年在亚伯拉罕的时期,全地事实上是在一个黑暗的光景里面。
So when Jesus claimed he was the light, he was showing by contrast that the world was in darkness, just as it was during the days of Abraham.
唯有我们的主对我们显现,我们才能够看到神。
It was only through our Lord Jesus that we could see God.
如果我们真的主为我们显现的时候,我们的灵里面才会醒悟过来。
And it's only through God's revealing himself to us that our spirit can be awakened.
所以呢,事实上我们第一个来到神面前,事实上是神找我们。
So for us to be able to approach God, it is God who has to first call us.
当我们听到福音的时候,当我们有朋友跟我们讲,讲见证,讲到主的时候,我们灵里面突然被主的爱,对主的灵所点燃了起来。
When we hear the gospel, when someone shares a testimony with us, it is at that point that God's Spirit touches us, and that's how we can draw close to God.
Yeah, 所以呢,这边我们特别是讲到说,当我们得救的时候,我们得救乃是我们灵里面,我们主的灵进到我们的灵里面来。So
what it's describing here is that salvation is actually God's Spirit dwelling in us.
所以不知道大家有没有听过一个常常听可能也听过这个故事啊。当一个苏俄太空人到了，他上到太空之后，他到了月球那边绕了几圈以后，他说我没有看见神啊。So
I'm sure you're familiar with the story. There was an astronaut from the Soviet Union. He went out into space and he took a look around. And after looking for a while, he said, "Hey, I don't see God here."
因为他用错器官。
Because he was looking from the wrong perspective.
因为我们肉体的眼睛是看这物质的。
The problem was, we as humans, we look from our physical perspectives.
但是我们要看见神呢,是用我们灵里面的灵来看见他。
But in order to see God, we need to use our spiritual perspective.
Yeah, 就我记得在圣经里面有提到,像保罗他在主面前,好像一直都在追求神,可是他看不见耶稣。
Just in the same way, Paul in the New Testament, he was likewise looking for God, but he never saw Jesus at first.
他看不见基督就是神。
He could not see that Jesus was the Christ.
一直只有到那一天,他在大马路上的路上,一个大光照到他的身上,他才看见了主, It
was not only until he was walking on the road to Damascus that God's light shone on him and he saw Christ. So our salvation is not something of the mind, but it's rather of the heart. So some people, when they come to the church, they come to understand or examine Jesus.
但是唯有基督的灵进到我们里面来，我们这个人才能看见主，才能看到主的荣耀。
But it's only when God's Spirit enters into us that we can truly see Christ.
所以呢，其实我们的得救老师，其实是很个人的。你有没有得救，其实你自己心里面真实的知道。
So that's why salvation is such a personal thing. It's only you yourself who truly knows if you've been saved.
因为我得救，我自己亲自知道，我那时候主的灵进到我面来。
Because when you're saved, it is when you're saved that you truly know that God's Spirit enters into you.
好，那我们再看一下，就看一下那个创世纪第十二章。
So let's turn now to Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪第十二章的一到 1到5节
Genesis chapter 12 verses 1 through 5.
这样好，我们请大家，我们一起来念，好吧？我们先1到5节。
Let's read it together, verse 1 through 5, everyone.
那我们请，我们用中文、英文一起念好了。
Let's read English and Chinese simultaneously.
我们请,
Now the Lord said unto Abraham, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto land that I will show thee, and I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abraham departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran.
我们就停到这边，这边，特别就讲到说，亚伯拉罕出了哈兰，来到了迦南地。
It states here that Abraham left Haran and went to the land of Canaan.
亚这边特别讲到说，他出哈兰的时候年75岁。
Note here that when Abraham left, he was already 75 years old.
事实上，我们在刚刚知道说，其实亚伯拉罕 他在出哈兰的时候，他事实上也在乌尔，在乌尔到他事实上在乌尔已经先出了乌尔进了哈兰，事实上在哈兰已经住了一段时间，这是他主第二次对他的显现。We
know that Abraham actually had left Ur before and went to Haran, but we know that he stayed at Haran a long time, and this was the second time that God called Abraham.
他为什么第一次会停到在哈兰呢？
Why did Abraham stop at Haran the first time our Lord called him?
如果大家看那个创世纪十一章的末了，你看到好像当时是他的父亲带他出了乌尔，到了然后进入了哈兰。If
we look carefully at the end of chapter 11 of Genesis, we see that it seemed that Terah actually led Abraham to Haran.
但事实上，我们知道圣经上明显跟我们讲到说，荣耀神是只有跟亚伯拉罕显现。
But we know clearly in the scriptures that God only called Abraham.
很明显，当他得救之后呢，让他也许跟他家人讲，跟他的亲戚讲，那他必须要离开。那我想，他的父亲为了爱的缘故，带着他一起出了哈兰，为一起出乌尔，就到了哈兰。So
Abraham probably after he received the revelation from God, he told his family and said he had to leave. And Terah, out of his love for his son, led him out of Ur and into Haran.
但是他并没有到主所指示到的地方，虽然他知道，虽然圣经讲他出去的时候不知道往哪里去，但是主后来，我想主的意思后来是要他去迦南地。But
we know that he did not know where he was going, and it was only later that the Lord fully revealed to him that he was to go to Canaan.
所以呢，我想，所以说，当我们信主的时候，大家可能也有这种情形。当我们信主的时候， 也许对的家庭，也许我们的工作，也许我们其他事情，好像就牵绊了我们。我们好像就停到一半就停住了。I
know, I trust that many of you have this experience. When you are saved, you realize that many times your job, your family, it just sort of keeps you locked in a certain place.
我们好像停到主，没有主要到我们。 只要听到只在一半没有到听到主要我们到的地方。
Many times it seems as if we have not reached our full potential in Christ.
但是我们感谢我们主啊，我们主是不断启示给我们的神，主会继续在吸引我们到他那里去。
But we thank our Lord, we can see here that our God constantly is trying to draw us closer to Him.
所以呢，这边可以看到主耶稣在我们的神再次对亚伯拉罕显现，然后带他从哈兰到了迦南地。So
we can see here that God again revealed Himself to Abraham and led him into Canaan.
好，那我想我们到，然后我们再往下看啊，到他第二个阶段就是第一个阶段就是他灵里面的得救，信心的开始也是灵里面的得救。So
we can see here this is the first part of his life, the beginning, which is the beginning of faith, is the salvation.
然后我们第二个是讲到说，他进入哈兰之后，信心的生活。
And the second part of Abraham's life is a life of faith.
那我想我们还是念一点点圣经哈。Let's
read a few verses from the Bible again.
这一节其实刚才好像周刚弟兄已经念过了。I
believe this verse was actually spoken already by Brother Zhao.
第一节，第一个经节是希伯来书第十一章的第九节。The
first verse we're going to read is Hebrews chapter 11 verse 9.
他因着信就在所应许的之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷。
Says, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise.
然后我们再看一下在创世纪。Let's
turn back again to Genesis.
创世纪第十二章。
Genesis chapter 12.
那我们这边念一下第六节到第八节。And
I'll read here from verse 6 through verse 8.
亚伯兰经过那地，到了示剑地方摩利橡树那里。那时候迦南人住在那地。And
Abraham passed through the land unto the place of Shechem, unto the plain of Moreh, and the Canaanite was then in the land.
耶和华向亚伯兰显现说，要把这地赐给你的后裔。亚伯兰就在那地，那里为他显现了耶和华筑了一座坛。And
the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said, Unto thy seed will I give this land, and there built he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him.
从那里他又迁到伯特利东边的山，支到帐篷，西边是伯特利，东边是爱。他在那里又为耶和华筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。And
he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west, and Hay on the east. And there he built an altar unto the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord.
所以呢，那我想我们知道，当我们得救之后，就像亚伯拉罕一样。 他来到一个新的地方，他等于是他的地位变了。他原本是在一个黑暗的权势之内，但是因着主的爱，他迁到爱子的国度里，是一个地位的一个改变。We
can see here that Abraham had a change of status. That before he was that now he was in following the Lord.
那我想在这个地方呢，他讲到特别从这几念几段经节你会看到，亚伯拉罕在。 迦南地有两个很重要的一个代表，一个是烛坛，一个是帐篷。And
we can see here that there are two characteristics of Abraham that he during his stay in Canaan. He built altars and he set up tents.
所以烛坛跟支搭帐篷是他信心生活里面很重要的两个表记，两个代表。
So building altars and setting up tents were two important factors of Abraham's life.
我想这是我们信心生活应该跟亚伯拉罕是值得我们学习的地方。I
think this is an aspect that we as Christians should learn from Abraham.
因为我觉得很多好像很多基督徒好像我们得救之后呢，也许很多时候就流到哈兰，好像从来没进到迦南一样。Because
I feel a lot of us Christians after we got saved, we sort of wandered into Haran and never entered Canaan.
因为我觉得我们基督徒应该。 不仅仅离开哈兰进入迦南，而且，又像亚伯拉罕这边让我们看见，而且能够筑坛、支搭帐篷。Because
I believe our God wants us to not only depart from Haran and enter Canaan, but also to build altars and tents there.
Yeah, 什么是筑坛呢？哈。
What does it mean to build an altar?
坛是有什么样的意义?
What is the significance of an altar?
我想坛在圣经里面让我们明显看到就是我们这个人愿意交代主的手里。
I believe the significance of an altar shows that we are willing to give ourselves to the Lord wholeheartedly.
宣告我们的耶和华的神，宣告我们主耶稣基督是神。
To proclaim that our Lord Jesus, He is God.
坛也代表说我们这个人愿意借着坛来到神面前，与我们的主有交通。And
our altar also represents that we are willing to come before the Lord to communicate with Him.
也让我们这个人好像愿意把我们的一切放到主的手里。
That we are willing to give our all and to our Lord to have Him guide us in our walk with Him.
那主耶稣讲明显，事实上这就是我们在一生里面，我们愿意能够有十字架的生活在我们身上。And
our Lord Jesus truly shows us through that we should have the life of the cross.
那如果大家读创世纪的话，这边我刚刚读了两个坛呢，事实上，严格讲起来，事实上。
I just mentioned in the few verses we read that Abraham built two altars, but we know that he actually built more than that, around four.
这边我写了三个，一个是示剑，一个是伯特利，还有一个是希伯伦。We
see here that Abraham built altars in these three locations at least, Shechem, Bethel, and Hebron.
那第三个坛事实上是在创世纪十三章的末了，有讲到一个希伯伦曼利的橡树那里居住，在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛。And
the third one we can see this in Genesis chapter 13 verse 18, which is that Abraham dwelt in Hebron and built there an altar unto the Lord.
然后事实上我们第四个坛是大家，我想大家印象很深刻。第四个坛就是讲到他献以撒。
We know that the fourth altar is actually the most important, which is not mentioned above, and that is the altar where Abraham was to offer Isaac to the Lord.
如果我想我们讲那个献以撒之前，实际上，好像献以撒是他那个属灵的高峰，是信心的高峰，但事实上之前他已经经历一些事情。We
know that the sacrifice of Isaac was the high peak of Abraham's faith, but we know that he had been experiencing God before then.
Yeah, 这第一座坛是，我想第一借着这几座坛，让我们认识，其实我们在祭坛生活中，我们应该所知道的一些，让神启示我们的一些东西。I
trust, I believe that through these altars, we can understand more what God wants to speak to us.
第一个是示剑，亚伯拉罕在示剑为主筑了一座坛。So
let's look at the first altar at Shechem.
那示剑的意思就是肩膀，就是有力量的意思。
Now Shechem in its original meaning meant shoulder, which also meant strength.
其实我们在信心生活里面，我想我们主要启示我们，唯有主是我们的力量。I
trust that the Lord in our life of faith wants us to realize that our strength comes from Him.
换句话说，就是说我们要知道我们跟神之间的位置要对，就是他是神，我们是人，我们只有在他的大能的膀臂之下。
That we should know our limit and our position before God, that He is the Almighty One who is guiding us and giving us strength.
只有我们跟神之间的关系对了之后呢，我们才有办法跟我们周围之间的人，跟我们的夫妻，跟我们的孩子，甚至跟教会里面姐妹有正常的、有对的关系。It's
only when our relationship is right with God that we can be right with our spouse, our children, and even other brothers and sisters at church.
Yeah, 让我们知道说，唯有神在凡事上。 他是保护我们，他是我们一切的力量。That
it is our God who is constantly guiding us and giving us the strength.
我想我们每个人都大部分是从海外来。I
truly believe most of us have come from overseas to live here in the United States.
就像亚伯拉罕，他是从圣经讲他是大河那边来，是从两河流域那边过来的人。
Like Abraham, who we know came from the other side of the two great rivers.
你看他来到这个地方，其实那个地方不是没有人，那地方有很多的迦南人住那个地方的。We
know that when Abraham came to Canaan, he didn't come to a place that was barren. There are people living there already.
他只有跟他的侄子罗德，还有他的妻子这一小部分人来到这个地方。He
only came with his nephew Lot and with his wife and with a few other people.
当你来到一个很陌生的地方的时候,
When you came like they did, when you came like they did to a strange place, your heart probably had a lot of fear.
但是亚伯拉罕有一个地方, 主启示他, 说我们的神就是他的神, 我们的神是他的力量。
But Abraham, God told him that God is his strength and God is his help.
所以说当他来这地方的时候, 他第一件事就是把自己
So when Abraham went to Canaan, the first thing he did was to put himself in before the presence of God.
这就是世界让我们看见。
And that's what Shechem shows us.
第二个是讲到伯特利。
So the second altar we're going to be talking about is the altar of Bethel.
那伯特利我想弟兄也许也很清楚啊, 伯特利就是讲到神的家。
I'm sure brothers and sisters are familiar with the fact that Bethel represents the house of God.
那我想也许我们当前之间, 有些弟兄已经提醒我们, 当我们 受浸归入主之后, 我们就要很快的, 进入教会的生活之中。
I'm sure that brothers and sisters have told you that after you become baptized, you should quickly enter into the house of God and various activities.
因为我们很多时候, 事实上我们, 其实我们信主那一天, 按照主的话, 我们已经进入整个神的身体之内了, 进入神的家之内了。
Actually, if you think about it, according to the word of God, we already entered into the body of Christ when we believed on the Lord.
但是事实上呢,我们自己很多的自己原本的想法,让我们自己好像一开始很难进入到教会的生活中。
But many times our own thoughts and our own preferences make it hard for us to be able to enter into the house of God.
因为我记得上次我们有弟兄姐妹分享,就我们当中姐妹有分享, 等到我们弟兄家一看, 哇, 这么多人, 他就不想进去了。
Sometimes like
他觉得很麻烦。
Like a sister shared at one of our sharing meetings, one time when she went to someone's home, she saw so many people and she didn't want to go in because she wasn't used to it.
我以前也这样, 我觉得, 我原本是一个很胆小的, 就是比较, 自己一个人在家就好的一种。
I was like that at one time as well. I used to be very introverted. I just felt it would be great if I was just at home by myself.
我不喜欢到人很多的地方，像这么多人。
I didn't want to be in a place with a lot of people like here.
那总觉得一面很不安啊，不知道他们会对我怎么样。
So I always felt very unstable around other people. I didn't know how they would, what they would think of me.
不知道他们会背后讲我什么坏话。
I don't know if they would talk behind my back and say something about me.
感谢主启示我，这些都是我们在主的里面的弟兄和姐妹。
But I thank the Lord that He has shown me that these are all my brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们应该跟我们弟兄姐妹有更多之间的交通。
That we should have more fellowship with brothers and sisters together.
那更多之间我们能够彼此在主面前能够 敬拜主。
And that together we can worship and serve our God.
我记得我刚来，我在很多年前，我刚来来了教会之后呢，我一开始也是一样，就是只跟我们那个，我那时候学生，我只跟学生在一起。
I remember the first time I came to church, that was many years ago. I was a student at that time, so I would just hang around with other students.
那时候遇到差不多40多岁，我那时候就觉得他很老了。So
when I met someone who was 40, I thought, oh, he's so old.
你想我现在已经也40多。
Well, I'm already 40, I'm almost 50 now.
我觉得遇到他那种人，我不知道跟他讲什么。So
when I met those people, I thought, you know, what can I say to them?
或有时候遇到教会有些那时候有一些 青年人啊，就是不是青年，在那个青少年十几岁的孩子。
And sometimes during that time, I also meet young people at church, teenagers in their teens.
他们都用英文讲话。
And they all spoke in English.
我也不知道我该跟他讲什么，因为我英文也不大好。
I didn't know what I could say to them because I wasn't good at speaking English.
我想这时候就需要主启示在我们啊，我们的我们所要交通的，我们所要跟地在。 所有弟兄姐妹，我们应该跟所有弟兄姐妹在一起有所交通。
But I feel that God has revealed to us that we should be able to fellowship with all the brothers and sisters.
呀，这边也看到说，其实神的家，另外一方面，一方面讲我们自己，一方面是讲到神的家，也是讲到神在教会里面能够得到安息的地方。
And actually, when we talk about the house of God, it's not only a place where brothers and sisters can meet, but it's also a place where God can have rest.
当一个还没有相信主的一个朋友来我们当中的时候，他要知道说这个里面有神。
When an unbeliever or a truth seeker comes among us, we want to let him know or her know that God is here.
我们不是好像来了，他来到我们教会，不是觉得这好像只是一个，一个俱乐部啊。
We don't want people when they come here to feel, oh, this is, you know, this is an interesting club.
好像只有台湾来的跟台湾在一起，大陆来的跟大陆在一起，上海跟上海在一起。
There are cliques here. The Taiwanese stay with the Taiwanese. The Chinese stay with the Chinese. The Shanghainese stay with the Shanghainese.
那不是的，我们跟我们所有弟兄姐妹，因为我们有同样生命，我们都应该都可以交通的。
No, brothers and sisters, we all have the same life within us, so we should be able to fellowship with everyone else.
我们在教会里面，我们应该跟我们的帮我们弟兄姐妹能够有些祷告，能够代祷。
And we should be able to pray for one another when we're at church.
Yeah, 就是像其实亚伯拉罕在这几个坛之间他发生的一些事情，我们没有太多时间讲。不过他有一点我想提的就是，他特别就是当罗德他的居住城要被灭的时候，他特别为罗德祷告。
We know that there are many things that happened when Abraham was building the altars, and in between them we can't talk about. But one of the things that did happen that was serious was when Lot's home was about to be destroyed, Abraham actually prayed for him.
你要知道，其实当时他跟神跟亚伯兰跟神，亚伯兰知道神要灭索多玛、俄罗玛之后呢，亚伯拉罕在神面前，他不是仅仅为罗德祷告一次两次，他如果你注意看，他祷告了六次。
If you look closely, when Abraham knew that God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, but he prayed for Lot, and not only once, but if you look closely, actually he prayed for him six times.
Yeah, 所以呢，其实我们在教会里面有许多地方我们可以学习的地方。
So this actually is something that brothers and sisters can learn a lot about in the church.
第三个台我们讲到说希伯伦，讲到希伯伦。
The third altar that I like to share about is the altar at Hebron.
希伯伦事实上是讲到说神是我们的朋友。
Hebron actually represents that God is our friend.
神是我们的交通。
God is someone we can talk to.
当我们遇到许多事情的时候，我们能够很快的把一些事情带到主面前去。
When we ever have trouble, it's easy to be able to talk to God.
这件事情其实是生活中很平常的事情，我们都可以带到主面前与主交通。
In fact, even daily life.Little difficulties in daily life, we can bring them to the Lord as well.
我记得我举一个最近的例子哈，那个我最近有在转换房子，后来我们有后面原来房子要处理掉，要后来有一个买主来。
Okay, so recently I had to I moved and I was trying to sell the old house, my old house, and a buyer came.
Yeah, 然后他们就雇了一个那个 inspector, 就是检查房子的那个人来检查房子。
So the prospective buyer hired an inspector to check the home.
结果没有想到他就检查完就哇好几页啊都是问题啊。
But it was very shocking that after he inspected it, he had multiple pages of problems with the home.
我记得陈友姐妹打电话给我，他说杨森啊，你们家房子看起来要倒了。
And a sister then called me and said, "Hey, Brother Yang, it looks like your house is going to collapse."
他说这样好像 falling down 啊。
It seems as if it's falling down.
Yeah, 我想这件事我之后带到主面前祷告。
So the only thing I could do was to bring this before the Lord and pray.
求主再开路。
And ask the Lord to open the way.
后来第一个买主他就吓死了，不敢买了。
So the first prospective buyer was scared to death and he didn't come back.
后来第二个买主，后来又有第二个，感谢主，马上大概一两年，马上有第二个买主。
But I thank the Lord, immediately a second buyer came forward.
结果呢，后来他又找一个房子检查来看。
And he also looked for an inspector.
结果陈友姐又打电话给我讲，他说哎呀不得了，怎么是同一个 inspector 啊？
And Tracy, which is our the realtor in our church, she said, "Oh my, it's going to be the same inspector."
他说纽泽西这么多的检查房子人，怎么几百个，可能有几百，怎么刚好选到同一个、啊、
？And she said, "Why is it that out of the hundred or so inspectors, this person happened to pick the same one that inspected your house before?"
就他这次写的那个问题比我们上次还再多一点。
And this inspector came again, and then it wrote a list even longer than the previous one.
这是怎么办？我想我们这个老师带到主面前去。
And I thought, oh great, what can we do? So I bowed before the Lord. I trust the Lord that He will be able to guide us through all these difficulties.
这就是在, 亚伯拉罕在希伯伦，让我们在那边筑个坛，让我们看见。
This was what Abraham, what he showed, what he learned when he was in Hebrew.
所以呢，他在在这几个坛里面，让我们看见他凡事愿意来到神面前，凡事愿意能够在与主亲近。
Through these altars, it showed that he was constantly willing to come before the Lord to communicate with our Lord.
好，那那他另外一个他很重要的一个在信心生活里面，让我们看见就是他在迦南地是过了一个帐支搭帐篷的生活。
And another way we can see faith in Abraham's life is that he lived the life of the tent, lived a life in a tent in the land of Canaan.
他在那个地好像是客旅一样，是一个好像 stranger.
He was like a stranger in the land of Canaan.
这边让我们看见，其实支搭帐篷不是一个好像很容易的事情哈。
To set up a tent is not an easy task.
我想我们去年夏天也许有些人去跟孟圣勇弟兄去露营。
I remember last year when I along with brother the past summer when I along with brother May some others went camping.
如果你 camping 一天，如果你露一天可能还好啦。如果你两天、三天、四天，你就想回家睡到舒服的床上。
If you camp out for a night, that's fine. But if after two, three, four nights, you wish you were back at home.
但是我们看见说亚伯拉罕他事实上在迦南地，他这一生都是在帐篷住着帐篷的生活。
But we see that Abraham, when he was living in land Canaan, he constantly lived in tents.
他这边让我们看见什么？他这边让我们看见说他在跟那个地啊没有很他因为他我们刚才读的圣经知道他在心里面知道他一个更美的家乡。
We know that, as we read before in Hebrews, that he knew he had a better home in heaven.
Yeah, 他让我们知道说，在他的里面，他愿意在主面前能够过一个简单的生活。
And he's willing before God to live a simple life.
其实我们每个人来到，我们很多是第一代来到这里的。
For many of us, this is the first. We are the first generation of people who live here.
我们来的时候，我们都是两个箱子嘛，对不对？
When we came here, we came here with maybe two suitcases, right?
但我们拿四个五个没有啊。
Maybe at the most four or five.
我们都有两个皮箱，可是你有没有感觉到，当一搬家的时候，哇，这个我上次搬家不得了，那整个20尺还装不完呢。
But we realize now that, for example, when I was moving, that even 20 crates could not contain all the things in my house.
有些东西不知道都从哪边来，都跑到我们家里去了。
I don't know where some things come from; they just appear in our house.
我们觉得实在是我们好像我们实在跟要跟亚伯拉罕学习，我们实在是应该在主面前学习一个过一个简单的生活。
We should truly follow Abraham's example and try to live a life of simplicity.
有些东西好像不丢可惜。丢了又觉得好像舍不得。
Some things, if we throw it away, if we don't throw it away, it feels like it's a waste of space. And we do throw it away, it feels like, oh, we should have kept it.
Yeah, 所以我想，支搭帐篷是在我们，当然我想，我的意思不是说让弟兄姐妹我们都去扎帐篷啊，过一生啊。我们，我想我们最重要在主面前那个学习，我们在不要跟我们这个地哦粘得太紧，跟这个世界。
So my point isn't that we should all go out and live in tents for the rest of our lives. My point is just that we should not be too permanently attached to this world.
所以你就会所以我就这边我讲到有关于，所以这边就会讲到另外两个人有很大的对比，就是亚伯拉罕跟挪德啊。
And actually, we see in the Old Testament a contrast between Abraham and Lot.
因为他这两个人有其实有蛮大的对比。
Because there is a contrast between Abraham and Lot.
当那个亚伯拉罕跟罗德他们因为他们彼此的牧人，他的 shepherd 有点相争的时候呢，哦，那亚伯拉罕就说：“你选一块地，好，你选一块地，我们要分开，因为太多了，没有办法居住在一起。”
So when Abraham and Lot's shepherds started fighting, Abraham said to Lot, "You choose first which plot of land you want to take, because there's too many sheep among us to divide, to live on the same land."
哦，那但是亚伯拉罕让罗德先选。
But Abraham let Lot choose first.
你知道罗德是他的侄子啊。
Lot was his nephew. It was Abraham who led Lot out of Haran.
如果你有个侄子来，你是让他先选还是你自己先选？
If you had a nephew with you, who would you choose first, or would your nephew choose first?
但是亚伯拉罕是一个依靠主人，他让罗德先选。
But Abraham depended on God, and he let Lot choose first.
就亚伯，结果罗德就看了，他看说，哇，他看到就是他选平原之地，那个平原之地好像，他圣经讲说好像，耶和华的园子，也好像埃及地一样的滋润。
And what Lot chose was he saw this lush plain, which was like the garden of the Lord, or like the fertile lands of Egypt.
结果罗德他就慢慢就，结果他选的那块地，他就慢慢就迁到这个所罗马里面去了。And
Lot went on this green pasture, and he slowly moved toward.
你知道罗德他原本也是一个搭帐篷的人啊。
You know that Lot originally was someone who lived in a tent.
但是你知道，当天使救他的时候，他不在帐篷里了。But
at the time when the angels rescued him from Sodom, he was no longer living in a tent.
他是在房子里了。And
he was living in a house.
哦，所以说他有很大的差别。So
there was a big difference there.
罗德跟地连得太紧。
Lot was too closely, was involved too closely with the ground.
哦，当亚伯拉罕他在主面前，他的子孙要得福。 的时候，那罗德的子孙，却以以色列为敌。Whereas
Abraham's children were blessed by God, Lot's children became the enemies of Abraham's descendants.
哦，当你知道他的儿，他等于是，变成跟他女儿之间，等于乱伦，产下儿女，成为以色列的仇敌。
Through incest with his daughters, Lot's descendants became enemies with the children of Israel.
当亚伯拉罕常常活在主面前的时候，罗德好像跟那个地的连得很紧。Whereas
Abraham lived a life of the tent, Lot seemed too closely associated with the ground.
当天使要去救罗德的时候，罗德还迟疑啊，他不想走。
In fact, when the angels came to rescue Lot hesitated to flee.
是天使拉他走的。And
it was the angels which dragged him away.
而且老实讲，当天使跟他讲说你有什么人你可以带着走的时候，他跟他的亲戚讲，他亲戚讲，圣经讲说他戏言了，等于他在开玩笑，他不相信他讲的。And
it's when the angels told Lot that he could bring his relatives with him and he tried to convince them to go, they laughed at him as if he was making a joke.
哦，那当他出来的时候。 那我们知道说，罗德妻子往回头看。We
know that when Lot finally escaped, his wife looked back.
妻子那个天使讲说，你们不可以往回头看，你回头看就变成岩柱。And
the angels had told them, don't look back, or you'll become a pillar of salt.
但是罗德妻子也是一面好像牵挂不住地上，她还是回头看。But
Lot's wife just couldn't bear to leave, and she had to look back.
然后圣经讲，她马上变成岩柱。And
said immediately she became a pillar of salt.
在新约里面啊，主耶稣基督也讲到罗德。And
in the New Testament, actually, it also mentions Lot.
他讲到罗德，特别是好像警告的意味啊。And
our Lord Jesus refers to Lot as someone who is warning us.
在路加福音的17章的28节这边讲到。In
Luke chapter 17, verse 28, it says,
这边是他这边讲说，要像罗德的日子，人又吃又喝，又买又卖，又耕种又盖造。人子显现的时候也要这样。It
says, likewise, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built it. Even so, it shall be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. If you think about it, the days of Lot were like the days of Abraham. But Abraham was living constantly before the Lord. But our God referred to Lot as an example to warn other people. When God reveals himself, it will be suddenly in a moment.
特别主有讲到了第下一节，特别讲到说你们要回想罗德的妻子。
And it says later on in verse 32, remember Lot's wife.
哦，主好像在这边特别借着罗德来给我们一个警戒。
It seems as if God is using Lot and his family as a special reminder to brothers and sisters.
是回来日子之前是这个样。
That when the Lord comes back, it is like that.
如果我们跟地上太紧的话, 我们好像被地黏住了, 没有办法回到主的国去了。
If we are too close to what the things of the earth, we will be stuck there and we'll be unable to return to God.
好，我想我们快点讲，我们最后讲第三个部分，讲到说，信心的高峰。
So I'm going to share with you the third part of Abraham's life, which is the high point of faith.
信心的高峰，那我想亚伯拉罕信以撒，大家都很熟啊。
The high point of faith. Now, I'm sure brothers and sisters are familiar with Abraham sacrificing Isaac.
那我念一节圣经。
I'll be reading one verse of scripture.
希伯来书11章17节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17.
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验时候，就把以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。
By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son.
我想我们都知道亚伯拉罕献以撒，但是亚伯拉罕献以撒之前，其实他在信心里面他已经经历过很多事情。
We know that Abraham sacrificed Isaac, but before he did that, he had experienced much things concerning faith.
他能够献以撒呢，我想他在灵里面，他看见了，他看见了主有更大的心意在他的身上。
For him to be willing to sacrifice Isaac, it took great faith from him for him to be able to see this.
Yeah, 我想我就举两小点就好了。第一个就是讲到说。 他看见的是产业，第一个是看到有产业的问题，第二是看到了国度的问题。
I'll share with you two brief points about this, that he saw not only the inheritance but also the kingdom of God.
我们知道以撒是一定要从他而出啊，从亚伯拉罕生出来。
We know that Isaac had to be born as a son of Abraham.
但是他之前不大清楚，他一开始是以为是他的家中的仆人叫做以利以谢。
At first, Abraham wasn't sure if it had actually his own son who could take his inheritance. Instead, he thought it was Eliezer.
Yeah, 然后后来他又觉得，神还是讲说必须由你而出啊。所以呢，他听了他老婆的建议，听了他妻子的建议，就是他妻子建议把他的使女给亚伯拉罕。
Okay. So basically, but later on God said, no, it has to be from you. It has to be one of your children. So Abraham listened to the advice of his wife, and he had a son through one of his wife's servants.
但是神不说，不是，no. 他神说，这一定要从你而生，而且要从撒来而生，一定要从他自己的妻子而生。
But God said, no, this is not the way I meant it. It has to be from you and your wife, Sarah.
好，这边就带我们看见说，神必须。 神叫亚伯拉罕知道一件事情，一切都要从他的应许，乃是从他的圣灵而生的，才是他的产业。And
as we can see here, it has to be from him, from Abraham that the descendants born.
那其实我们在很多事情上，我们也好像有时候帮神做事情了。Many
times in life, we often think we can help God do certain things.
我们知道神要做什么事，可是呢，有时候没有按主的意思，按自己的意思做。
Many times we know what God wants to be done, but we often use our own will to get it done.
就好像亚伯拉罕娶他太太的使女一样。
Just like how Abraham got a son through his wife's servant.
就好像你知道大卫他当年要把约柜运入耶路撒冷一样，他知道神的心意要把约柜放到耶路撒冷，可是他却用牛车去运。
Just like David also, when he brought the Ark of God into Jerusalem, he knew it was God's will to have the Ark in Jerusalem, but the method he used, which was using the ox cart, was not from God.
主的约柜是用肩膀的，祭司的肩膀来抬。
And we know that the Ark should be carried by priest's shoulders and not by a cart.
就是用牛车拉的。
Not by cart.
所以呢，事实上，主好像虽然主。 主的意思很明显，可是好像主让我们也看见，主让我们当中所做的原则也要按照主的心意来做。So
we can see here that even though we might know God's will, if we do not know God's principles, that is still not His complete will.
那第二个最后一个我想讲就是国度啊，因为在创世纪17章的第六节。
The next part I'm going to be talking about is about the kingdom. Which is in Genesis
17:6.
It says, "And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee."
好，这边特别讲到， 国度，讲到的君王都是从亚伯拉罕而出来的。
Over here it talks about kingdoms and kings all coming from Abraham.
因为在希伯来书有讲到一句话，我们刚才弟兄念过，因为他等候的是那位，是那个有根基的城，是神所经营所建造的。
We know that our brother has shared before that Abraham looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
神有一个他的心意，他的国度要显明在这个世上。
God's will is that His kingdom be revealed on earth.
在他国度里面一个城。
That in His kingdom there be a city.
乃是天上的耶路撒冷，这是希伯来书上看见。
And this is the heavenly city of Jerusalem.
这就是我们每一个人要跟主同在的地方。
And this is a place where we can be with God.
这就是我们所仰望的天上的家乡。
And this is the heavenly home that we are looking for.
所以呢，所以说我们每一个人在主面前，来到神面前，我们必须在主面前求主有更高的看见，让我们看见主的国度，看见主的产业。
So when we come before God, we must ask God to show us, cause us to see His kingdom.
Yeah, 那我想我们上礼拜有些弟兄姐妹去， 特别。 去参加特别聚会，特别那边弟兄提醒我们，许多基督徒知道我们得救了，可是好像就仅仅停留在得救的地方。Last
week, many of us went to Harvey Cedars for a special conference, and one of the brothers there shared, you know, many of us, many people know that we are Christians, but it seems they are stuck on the fact that we are just Christians.
Yeah, 因为我们， 弟兄特别提醒我们来到 主的国度里面，我们虽然地位改变了，可是我们要得着它。Our
brother shared that even though we are entered into the kingdom of God through believing on Christ, but we have to be able to take hold of that kingdom.
要愿主的话能够激励我们，也激励我们每个弟兄姐妹。That
that may the words of the Lord truly inspire us to follow.
要其实我最后讲一分钟讲，其实亚伯拉罕你知道他在圣经里面。 你如果按照一般人的角度来看，他其实没做什么大事情呢。You
know, actually, let me spend one more minute on Abraham. Actually, Abraham didn't really do great things if you look from an average perspective.
但那时候他没有建一个什么帝国出来，他真正打过一次仗，300多人去打仗。He
didn't really establish a kingdom. The biggest fight he fought, he had 300 people with him.
但是他就是那紧紧的跟主走。
But he constantly followed our Lord.
他愿意将他这个人献在主的面前。
He was willing to give himself to the Lord.
所以他信心在主面前就一天天的增长。
And so his faith before the Lord constantly grew.
所以他就为主所纪念。
And so he was remembered by the Lord.
在旧约里面，在新约里面，亚伯拉罕的名字出现许多许多次。
Not only in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, Abraham's name is mentioned many times.
所以我觉得他在给我们就好像是一个 一个榜样一样，我们如果照着他这样行，紧紧跟主，紧紧在信心上学习，我们也是主所纪念的一个人。And
so I feel that He's giving us an example that we should constantly follow the Lord.
要感谢主，我们就有个祷告。
We thank our Lord. Let's end with a word of prayer.
其实我们感谢您，真的是借着亚伯拉罕，在旧约里面这个人物对我们说话。
Lord, we thank you that through the figure of Abraham in the Old Testament, you are speaking to us. We know that you are a God who speaks and that in these latter times, you are still speaking to us. May we not be barely saved, but may we constantly follow the Lord.
让我们能够多多明白主的旨意，也求主多多启示给我们。
May we truly understand your will, and may you reveal yourself to us more.
但愿当你的国度显明的时候，我们都在其中。
So that when your kingdom comes, we will be among those in it.
我们感谢主，我们这样祷告祈求，奉主的名祷告。
We thank you, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.